Ksivos Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksivos Bavli Daf Sadivov. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Aleph and Aleph at the Mishnah beginning of the new Perek, Amon and Ezonis. Amon and Ezonis, Menechse Yisimim Umas Yoder, Shalahen, Beinen Chayovim Bekvorosa, Yosher Hayoshim Ksivosa, Chayovim Bekvorosa. The Mishnah says that a widow is fed from the property of the orphans, they receive her earnings. They're not obligated to bury her. Her heirs, who inherit her ksuba, must bury her. I think one says, "Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Rav b'shem Rav Yochanan, Metziasa Shalah." Gemara brings from Rav Yehuda quoting Shmuel and Rav Yehuda quoting Rav Yochanan that a widow's metzia means a hefka item that she found belongs to her. Ha'isira mezoynos eshes ish metziasa shalai. Ha'isira mezoynos shalai. Amana shemetziasa shalah. Ha'isira mezoynos shalah. If there was food left over from what she is fed from the estate, a wife's mitzia is her husband's, her excess food is his, a widow's mitzia is hers, her excess food is hers. Vaisira blayis shala, ma im eshes ish haisira mezoina shala, vaisira blayis shala, amana shaisira mezoina shala, vaisira blayis lakal shekain. If a widow's blayis, which is remnants of clothing the orphans gave to her, were left over, they're hers, a wife's excess food is his, but her balois are hers. A widow's excess food is hers, all the more so her excess balois are hers. Taman sichalain lenidasa. The Gemara asks, a wife needs separate clothing for when she's a nida. If she wears the same clothing when she's tahira as when she's a nida, her husband will despise her. Afhacha sichalain lenidasa. The Gemara answers also here, a widow needs separate clothing for when she's a nida, so her neighbors will know that she may not touch taharis. Rabbi Imi, Vashem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, Api Eina Isa Isan Dvarim Shel Yechud. Rabbi Imi, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, said that even though a widow works for the orphans, she does not do for the heirs private matters. Nayin Dvarim Shel Yechud, what is private matters? Sachalain es Gufan, Merchetz Lain, es Penehem, Mezeges Lain, Lahain es Akais. The Gemara answers, anointing their bodies, washing their faces, and mixing their cup. Similarly, it's permitted if she is their mother, unless we decreed that she do so even for her stepchildren. We add to her food if she is nursing. A wife does not receive wine, a widow receives wine. If a wife said, "Let my earnings go for my food, I'll keep my earnings and feed myself," we don't listen to her. If a widow said, "Let my earnings go for my food," etc., when we listen to her. Rav Omar, Hamis Omar, Atakburuni, Nikva, Vistaka. Rav said, if a mace said, amidst a matnas shirpira, "Do not bury me from my property," then he's buried from Stoka. If the recipient seized, we don't take from him for burial. Imi bar, v'chi al sal daitech, shihu achirim mispanasim mishalai, v'hu nikva Vistaka. Imi asked, does it cross your mind that others means his heirs are financed from his property and he's buried from the stocker? Masnisa pliga al Rav, Yosher Hayoshim Ksivasa Chayav Mekvarasa. The Gemara asks against Rav from the Mishnah, her heirs who inherit her ksuba must bury her. Also, they receive right after death like the recipient of Matnas Shechemira. Pasala the Sheyoshu Kaoka. The answer is that's when they inherited land. Seizing does not apply to it. Rav discussed the gift of Metalpilin. We ask him advice that if one left over male and female slaves, documents and metalpilin, and he owed a creditor and a ksuba, whoever sees first acquired, and he's buried from stocker. We can infer that it's because they seized first, but if they didn't seize first, then we take from the property to bury him. Patalei ba'ime kavuni. The case is there that he said, "Bury me from my property." Ka'adah da amar of Yosi b'shem Rabbanon nikva hamis. She says, "Ba'amar kavuni afapisha kadmu achirim v'tafsu matzim yadam." Yosi asked in the name of Rabbanon, if the mace was buried and he had said, "Bury me from my property," even if others came first and seized, we take from them. B'shetafsu kaoka. She says, "Aval b'shetafsu." Metaltalin ain't mitzim yadam. The answer is that that's when they seize land, but if they seize metaltalin, we do not take from them. If you say Nevahadat Amma Beshitafsu Kauka Mosin Vyodon, the Milva Be'edim of the Milvishta, Ben Beshitafsu Kauka, Ben Shitafsu Metalfalin, Emotin Vyodon. And we say that you say that when they seize land we take from them, this refers to a loan through witnesses, but a loan with a document, whether they seize land or seize Metalfalin, we don't take from them, for Torah Shibud supports them. The Amma Vi Abba Bar Rahuna, Osu Tibe Shchiv Mira Kaboi Shakosa Venosan Ruhu Shemes Meresa Choyle. Rabbi Abba Bar Rav Huna said, the reason why we heed one who said, do not bury me, is because they made a Shchiv Mira, which is a Choyle who verbally gives away his property amidst fear that he die, like a healthy person who wrote a gift document and gave it. This is if he died from that illness. Ha Hivri Light, but if a healthy person, no. Rav Masayim Ba'imer Tanu Sade Plaini Laplaini. And also, Shrimira's gift is valid if he specifies and says, give field Pliny to Pliny. Amma Tanu Chetzeh, I should say, Kemosh Yisiyim, Oy, Ashiyim Chetzeh, Besafon Chetzeh Badawim. You might ask, well, if he said give half of it to Pliny, is it as he specified? Or is it only if he says the half in the north or the half in the south? Review then by Amma Selfuni, Va'avdoi, Bi Avoida, Tanu Chetzeh Sade Pliny, Lepliny im ein sofim ein noithnim. Rabbi Yehudan asked, well, if he said, burn me or do work with me, means my body, and a mace cannot be used for any type of benefit, and give half of field Pliny to Pliny, if they do not burn, they do not give. Rabbi Chagai bar Shchimira sh'ama yazunu b'noisai. Rabbi Chagai asked that if a Shchimira said, my daughter should be fed, what's the law? B'loikach ein b'noisav nizonis. Without saying so, are his daughters not fed? It's a Tanai Ksuba. Leisocha, you should say, Ela, Mahu, Shiazunu, Mina Meshubadim, or Mahu, Shiazunu, Mina Metalfalin. The answer is, it's a Tanai Ksuba, they are fed from Bnei Chayim land. He asks, well, are they fed from Meshubadim due to his command? Are they fed from Metalfalin? Rav Yudan, Barach, Noi, Asa, Uvda, Kaimi, Rav Yoisi, Shchimira, Sha'ama, Yenasnu, Ois Yosef, Leplaini. Rav Yudan fled to Noi, a case came in front of Rav Yosi. If a Shchimira said to give his gift to Pliny, what's the law? Amalei in Shchimira, Mazake Levadvarim, Shehen Niknin, Oy Vishtar, Oy Bimashicha, Ve'ilu Niknin, Mashicha Vishtar. Rav Yosi said that a Shchimira is Mazake, and he transfers ownership verbally only matters acquired through one Kenyan, such as a document, land, and slaves, or Mashicha, which is Metalpilin. These documents are acquired only through Mashicha and another document. Like we have a support from a Braisa that a vote is acquired through Mashicha, and all agree to this. Rabbi Nosson says that a vote is through Mashicha, like you said, a document is acquired through Mashicha, and a document that he wrote but did not do Mashicha, or did Mashicha but didn't write, it has no effect until he writes and does Mashicha.